Recognizing the Unsettled Mind Practice. So find a comfortable position with your back straight. If you are used to sitting cross-legged on a cushion, you can do so, but it's not necessary for this practice. And for a beginner, a straight back chair is probably best. So settling down in our posture, and once we're sitting comfortably, letting our shoulders drop, and simply relax, with our eyes open if possible. And just letting ourselves, experiencing being where we are, feeling the pressure of our body resting on the seat and the ground, and becoming aware of the space around us. So this practice is very simple, just allowing ourselves to be there and experiencing whatever happens when we sit and do nothing. So deciding to sit and do nothing. So when the gong rang, where was your mind? Were you sitting there doing nothing? Or were you perhaps thinking? Just noticing without judgment. And gently coming back to sitting on the chair or the cushion with the intention not to do anything, to sit there and do nothing. So once again, where was your mind when the gong rang? Were you sitting there, doing nothing? Or was something else going on? Perhaps thinking. Again, no judgment, just noticing. And letting go of thinking, if there was thinking. And going back to sitting and doing nothing. And once again, where was your attention when the gong rang? Were you thinking? Or just simply sitting there, doing nothing? And coming towards the end of this practice, just doing a small reflection. I made a decision to relax and do nothing. Where this doing nothing included not chasing after thoughts and getting involved in thinking. But before you knew it, you might have found yourself thinking. So what does this tell us? So spending a few moments reflecting on such question, what does this tell us? So what might arise from this practice is that there is a strong habit constantly active within the mind. And this is the habit to compulsively think. And this habit is so strong that it is so easy to get lost in thinking. It has the power to override my conscious processes, our conscious intentions. For example, to just sit and do nothing. So this habit of compulsive thinking is what we mean by the unsettled mind. And recognizing and becoming familiar and acquainted with the unsettled mind is the first stage in the training for the cultivation of mindfulness.